How's summer treating you after your first full year of college, academically and athletically? What's your summer look like right now?
Pretty good. Just working and then doing workouts for next year.
It's going pretty fast. I mean, is it going faster than you want it to go?
No, I'm excited for next year. I'm ready to start running again and get back into it. But the break was definitely needed.
Kind of counting the days, yeah. Just get away, get back home, visit the family, stuff like that. Make a little money, probably work a little bit, and then get ready. When August gets here, you'll be ready to go.
Yep, definitely. I'm excited.
First, your freshman year there at Concordia, you make the indoor, you know, nationals. Just fell a little bit short in the outdoor nationals, but still, I feel like you had a good outdoor season.
Yeah, I had a little injury, so I didn't run for two, three weeks, and then after that, it was kind of the end of the season, and my time just weren't where they were supposed to be.
Just a nagging thing that just wouldn't heal quick enough, huh?
Yep, and we tried everything, and it would just stay there. I'm assuming it was just from running just for so long that I'm not used to that amount of track running, I guess.
But over the course of the summertime, you feel it's healed pretty good now?
Yeah, it's fine.
That's
good.
That's good to hear. You betcha. And try, you know, some new, you know, that 400 meters, you know, hurdles, 400 meter hurdles, trying that for the first time. That's a little something different. You know, you think it's only 100 meters more than the 300s, but still, that's 100 meter more.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot harder than I was kind of expecting, because after the 300s, I was like, I think I could do a little more. And then you hit that home stretch in the 400 hurdles, and you're like, oh, my gosh.
But it's something, no question, you're sticking with. You're going to try again for next year, aren't you?
Yep.
The decision to make the move from Concordia to UNK, I know, I think I talked to you a little bit, talked to your dad a little bit, just a case where, you know, just felt like maybe a change was needed, huh?
Yep, definitely. And nothing against Concordia at all. It just wasn't what... Like, it wasn't the coaching that I was needing, I don't think, and not the competition around myself at practice and stuff like that I was looking for.
Meeting and talking with Coach Bonzel over at UNK, we did a little interview with him. Happy camper. It sounds like he's happy to have you on board.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Just talking to him over the last couple months and talking to JR, I'm really excited to have them as coaches.
And wow, who would have thought, Easton, that a couple of more of your buddies from your high school days, and Thomas Reeves and Cole Clevenger and Tristan Jablonski, could be right there with you.
Yeah, that was another thing that I'm really looking forward to, that just running with guys from high school again and just having familiar faces on the team would be really nice, going in for not really knowing anyone.
Yep, I know you watched some of that track down the stretch, Easton, when you could, with your brother and what those guys did at districts and also state, and boy, the track program there, Chase County, just doesn't miss a beat, does it?
No, it does not. I mean, they definitely have their struggles in Class B, just with the different size of competition that is. Was insane, just the difference. But they should be going back down to C, and they should make another good run in Class C next year.
Well, UNK had a nice season too. I'm sure you followed them when you could, and they've got some individuals back once again that they're going to make them even better for next year.
Yeah, definitely. And I was looking; they seemed to be a pretty young team, and just with the guys coming in, I think here in a couple of years they're going to be pretty good.
Kind of a whole new schedule for you too. I mean, you get out of the GPAC, you go to the MIAA now, and you're going to be facing kind of a whole new slew of teams now, aren't you?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of unfamiliar faces for sure, but I'm excited just to run against different people and probably people with better competition.
You know, every kid from freshman to sophomore and, you know, sophomore to junior, have you grown any? I mean, put it as a hurdler, you probably don't want to put a lot of weight, probably want to put more muscle on, but have you changed from your senior season in high school?
I put on probably 15 pounds of muscle maybe. Just from lifting, because I didn't lift very consistently in high school, so just getting to college and lifting every other day or whatever, I definitely put on more muscle than anything else, which isn't bad, but I probably don't want to put on too much more. I think I'm probably pretty good where I'm at now.
Yep, I'm sure the training and eating and stuff like that, once you get to college, you get kind of turned around on that, don't you?
Yep, definitely. It's a change, but I enjoyed it.
Academically, did everything, you know, what you're doing, what you're majoring in, going from Concordia to UNK, is it going to be pretty smooth?
Yep, everything transferred. I didn't have any problems. I'm still going to do business administration, just figure out kind of what I want to do later on.
Well, yeah, you got about a, what, month? You know, start of July, you got about a month and a half, or when you make the move down to August, and apartment, found a house, or with some, are you going to room with your other Chase County guys?
I am, so I'm going to live with Cole in the dorms, and then have Thomas and Jackson Nicely on the other side, like in a suite.
That's right, the North Platte St. Pat's Hurdlers at UNK. You get a chance not competing. Well, you kind of compete, yeah, but he's your teammate now.
Yep, yeah, I'm really excited. Jackson's a great kid, and he's going to do a lot of great things, and just be next to him and train with him every day. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you guys will be in practice and reminisce a lot about your battles in the high school years, won't you?
Yeah, definitely. We'll probably joke around a little bit, but I think he beat me more times than I beat him, so I can't really say too much.
He's got a chance as a freshman to maybe get right in the thick of things too, couldn't he?
Yeah, definitely. It'll probably take him a little bit to get adjusted to the higher hurdles, but after he does, he'll be smooth sailing from there.